There are many thirst killers, but one of them is when the Spirit intensifies that thirst and you resist it. You see, what do you mean? It's like you feel it. You need to go pray right now. You need to get in the Word. Hey, I got to do this thing over here first. And then you know what? It's like the Song of Solomon, chapter 5. By the time you get to the door, he's gone. Don't do that. When he bids you come, go. If you feel him moving you to pray, run to the place of prayer. If you feel him, go to the Word. Get in the Psalms. Or wherever it is, get in the Gospels. Don't resist it. You say, well, you know, what if I got to take care of my children? What if I'm in the office? Look, he obviously understands those things. But I'm saying this, you know this full well. How often would we have to hang our heads in shame at the times we did feel some bidding, some burden? And like a cold glass of water working the opposite way, we poured it on the fire. That's one thing you don't want to do with water, is you're thinking about what it portrays. Water can also be a fire quencher. Brethren, train your ear. Because that Song of Solomon, there's reality. Come, my love, my dove, come away. Your Savior calls you to that if you've got an ear to hear. And sometimes we've got so much noise, or his voice even penetrates the noise, but we're distracted by the cares and the concerns. We mean to get there, and we do. But you know what? The preciousness we would have had and the increase of thirst that would have attended our lives, it's gone. And we get to the door. Where's my beloved? He's not there. And now I have to spend a lot of time looking for him. You can think this graphic, but that picture, he was wanting to make love to your soul. And your feet were dirty, and you were already in bed.